give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. Here we are again after 4 minutes back together for our third half hour of today's Friday edition of Richard Vaughan Live. Friday, the 26th of March. Yes, sir. In 2 days is Palm Sunday. And then Holy Week is upon us. Holy Week is upon us. Escrito upon. I mean, tenemos la Semana Santa ya delante, encima, incluso. Holy Week is upon us. What are you planning to do this week? Are you planning to stay in town? To stay in town means seguir en la ciudad. Are you planning to stay in the city or in town? Are you planning to get away from the crowds and the noise and the hustle and bustle, el bullicio de las grandes urbes? Are you going to get away? Are you planning to get away? Yes, from the hustle and bustle and the noise and the pollution of the big city? Or are you stuck? Stuck means barado aquí. No place to go. I have no place to go. I have to stay in town. Why? Because it's partially prohibited. It's not that easy, you know? The other day I accidentally saw a few moments with this famous cook, television cook, what's his name? Arguignano, Carlos Arguignano. And he was complaining. He was complaining. He said, "My God, I'm in Bilbao and I want to go to La Rioja, but I can't. It's prohibited. I can't go to La Rioja. But I hear that the French people are coming down from France and going to Logroño and to Aro and to other places in Rioja, but I can't within Spain." And he's right to a certain extent. There's a lot of things that are not very logical that are happening. But in any case, shall we continue? Okay, let's do some adjectives. Incapacitado o discapacitado, disabled. Have you ever been disabled? Have you ever suffered a disability? I've suffered only once in my life. I needed crutches. Crutches or muletas. And I needed crutches for about a week. Not because I broke a bone, because I've never broken a bone in my body. But when I was 14 or 15, I was lifting weights in my bedroom, and I stepped on something that was sharp. And I cut the bottom of my foot. And I was with my good friend Bob Pearson. And I looked at my foot and said, "Oh my God, I cut that pretty well. It's a good cut." And so I went downstairs, because my mother was downstairs and she had the first aid equipment, first aid, de primeros auxilios. And Bob Pearson followed me down. He said, "I followed you following the blood on the carpet," because my house was almost completely carpeted, including the stairs. Moqueta de punta a punta, de pared a pared, incluso en la escalera. And the carpet was white, and there was blood going down. And when my mother saw the cut, she says, "Oh my God." And she said to my father, "Tom, Rick really cut himself. We may need a tourniquet." Torniquete, a tourniquet. We may need, puede que necesitemos un torniquete. We may need a tourniquet. And my father was sitting in his favorite armchair in the living room watching TV. And he says, "He'll be okay." My father didn't bother to get up or anything. But it was bleeding pretty good, eh? But nevertheless, I didn't need a tourniquet, eh? I wasn't going to die or bleed to death. To bleed to death is morir por pérdida de sangre. To bleed to death. To starve to death is morir de hambre. To starve to death. But to bleed to death is morir por sangrar demasiado. You bleed to death. But nevertheless, I needed to, I couldn't place any weight on my foot. I didn't go to the doctor. My mother and I, we both fixed or dressed the wound. Curar una herida is to dress, vestir la herida. O sea, with the necessary elements and then to bandage my foot. Bendar mi pie, to bandage my foot. And I couldn't walk very well. And I decided to, the next morning, I think it was a Saturday, I decided to go to buy some crutches. And you know, I think I drove I couldn't drive. I don't remember. I'm sure I wasn't 16 yet, so I couldn't drive on my own. But I think probably my mother and I went to buy some crutches. And it was cool. Hey, I have crutches. Everybody at school said, "Hey, what's the matter? What happened? Did you break your leg?" No, I cut my foot. And it was nice having crutches for a week or two because people felt sorry for me. "Oh, wow. Hey, Rick, are you okay?" Everybody was concerned, but I was okay. In any case, but I was temporarily disabled. Not permanently disabled. Incapacidad temporal. Temporary disability. Yes. Disability. Permanent disability is a big problem. Eh? Permanent disability. Because you can't work. Yes. Here in Europe and in Spain, the public pensions and public help provides a lot of coverage and security for people who suffer permanent disability. I have a very good friend of mine has his wife is a doctor, and she works in the Social Security system. But not as a doctor necessarily. She works as an inspector. Well, she received, the people who request disability pensions, they have to pass through her and people like her. I mean, she's one of many doctors who, and she has told me and her husband many times, by historias, said many, many people come with sad stories, and their doctors defend them, but they are not disabled. They try to pull the wool over my eyes. This doctor, she's a doctor, and she says, they try to pull the wool over my eyes. It means me intentan engañar. No tienen incapacidad para nada, she said. Many, not all. She says there are a lot of, I think she said it was about 50-50. The people who do, in fact, have suffered a problem that is a permanent or long-term disability. Permanent or long-term. Largo plazo. She said the other 50% are canta mañanas, she said. So they try to pull the wool over her eyes. Tirar la lana sobre sus ojos para que ella no vea. Esto significa embaucar, engañar. To pull the wool over her eyes. And so she's a bit of a skeptic when people say, "Oh, I have this back, my back, I cannot sit. I cannot work at computers because the pain in my back is unbearable." And so she does certain tests. I mean, she's been doing this for 35 years. So it's not easy to fool a person who has been doing the same job for 35 years, you know, at checking, giving checkups or physical examinations to people who are claiming disability insurance. Seguro de incapacidad. But in any case, it's interesting. Disappointed. Are you disappointed in this class? Disappointed. Decepcionado. It's interesting. For some reason, back in the 1970s, when I started teaching English, maybe for the first 5 or 10 years, quite a few thought that the word disappointed meant en desacuerdo. And I don't know why, but I remember several students from different companies, different backgrounds, had that misunderstanding. I don't know where they got the idea. Disappointed means defraudado, decepcionado. Y to disappoint is defraudar, decepcionar. Me has decepcionado. You've disappointed me. Estoy decepcionado. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed with the result. So you're disappointed in a person and you're disappointed with a situation or an outcome. Desenlace. Disappointed with the outcome of the game. Yes. The University of Texas lost in the first round of the March Madness in basketball against Texas. What was the name of the? It was a small, insignificant, well, insignificant. No university is insignificant, but it was compared to the University of Texas. And the Texas lost. It was an upset. An upset means una victoria totalmente inesperada. It's an upset. Yes. Recreativo de Fuenlabrada, qué sé yo. Recreativo de Pastrana le gana Real Madrid. That's an upset. Okay. Nobody expects it, of course. But this has happened to Real Madrid. They've lost to Alcorcón. They've lost to, I don't know, maybe to Numancia. I don't remember. But there have been upsets. Because these modest teams, when they are playing against the Real Madrid, they try to play to the best of their ability. And Real Madrid often puts their bench warmers, sus suplentes, they're not their first team necessarily. And they're not playing seriously. And in the end, they have to wake up and start playing seriously, and they end up losing the game sometimes. All right, disappointed. Are you disappointed in the government? When you're disappointed, it means your expectations haven't been met. To meet my expectations and to surpass my expectations. To meet is cumple con mis expectativas. Surpass is supera mis expectativas. To meet, como conocer por vez primera, to meet. It didn't meet it. The program has fully met my expectations. In fact, the program has surpassed my expectations. I'm not disappointed at all. No way. No way. Now, the opposite of disappointed isn't appointed. Because the verb to appoint is nombrar. Me han nombrado jefe de grupo. They have appointed me group leader. Yes. So, to appoint. It's an appointment. Appointment has two meanings. The word appointment, nombramiento. His appointment will go into effect tomorrow. Su nombramiento entra en vigor mañana. His appointment. But an appointment also means una cita concertada. No una cita con una chico, un chico, una chica. No, it's a date. A date. But appointment is tengo una cita. He concertado cita con el médico o con el dentista. I have an appointment with the dentist. I have an appointment with the doctor tomorrow. All right, so there's no connection between an appointment, and disappoint or disappointment. So we have three words, basically, para concepto de decepcionar. There are three ways. To disappoint, no me decepciones, don't disappoint me. Estoy decepcionado, I'm disappointed. Y ha sido, o fue decepcionante, it was disappointing. The result was disappointing. I was expecting more. Now, an equivalent verb, phrasal verb, is let me down. Don't let me down is no me decepciones. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. The Beatles. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. They say it four times. I don't know why. That's not very creative, the Beatles, in that song. The lyrics. Don't let me down by the Beatles. And that's how they start the song. Don't, four times. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Nobody ever loved me like she does. Oh, she does. Yes, she does. I think John Lennon wrote this song, and I think he was a Yaurikeskrimo, and he wrote this. And if somebody loved me like she do, oh, she do me, what? Does it's even bad English. Don't let me down. Which means don't disappoint me. Don't disappoint me. I'm in love for the first time. Don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that had no past. Don't let me down. All right. It's not the best Beatles song ever. But in any case, are you disappointed for any reason? Discouraged. Discouraged. Desanimado. Yes, to encourage somebody is animarle. Tú sí puedes. Que sí puedes. Come on. You can do it. I'm encouraging you. Oye. Di que sí para ese empleo. Es muy buena oportunidad. I'm encouraging the person to accept a job, to encourage people. Now, to discourage, of course, is the opposite. Yo que tú no lo hacía, o no lo haría. If I were you, I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't invest in that idea. I'm discouraging a person. Ha sido decepcionante. It's been disappointing. Ahora, ha sido desalentador. It's been discouraging. We've lost 7 games in a row. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Yes. We've lost every single one, 3-2. And in 6 of the 7 games, we were ahead 2-0 at the halftime. And then we lost 3-2. In the first game, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th game, in 6 of the 7 games, we were ahead by 2 points in el descanso at the halftime, or at halftime. And the other team scored 3 goals in the second half. It's so discouraging. All of the players are discouraged because going into the locker room is el vestuario, going into the locker room at the halftime with a 2-goal advantage is very encouraging. But then it seems we simply fall apart every time in the second half. The only exception was the second game. We were ahead 1-0. And the other team scored 3 goals in the second half, and we lost 3-1. 7 games in a row, we have received 3 goals in the second half. But we were able to hold the team to no goals in the first half. But it's very discouraging. I mean, we're a good team. There's no reason for us to lose 7 games in a row. 7 games in a row. Yes. So There's a story about seven in a row. Let's see, 7 flies in a row. Was it 7 flies? 7 moscas. With 1 swat. SWAT. Yes. The Brave Little Tailor. Yes. In Spanish, it's called el Sastrecillo Valiente. All right. And it's, I think it's a German story. It takes place in Germany. And a tailor, really, he tries to kill a fly, and he accidentally kills 7. Wow. Siete de un solo golpe. Siete moscas. He kills. And so he decides he's a hero, a superhero. And everybody talks about him, and he manages to kill seven monsters as well. That's the story. The Brave Little Tailor, or The Valiant Little Tailor. Yes, sir. It's one of the, it's a German fairy tale. Fairy is Ada. Fairy. Como Faidi, el líquido para limpiar, is fairy, Ada. And a fairy tale, escrito tale, is cuento de hadas. A fairy tale. Collected by the brothers Grimm. Los hermanos Grimm were two German brothers who went around. This is in the 19th century, 200 years ago. They traveled around the German-speaking areas of Central Europe, collecting all of these stories. And so most of the fairy tales we know from that area of Europe are thanks to the effort of the Brothers Grimm. Curioso, decimos Brothers Grimm. We don't say the Grimm Brothers. Maybe in German they put the surname afterwards. For example, los hermanos Marx, we say the Marx Brothers. The Everly Brothers, the duo, similar to the duo dinamico. The Everly Brothers, but we say the Brothers Grimm. Also, we say the Brothers Karamazov, para los hermanos Karamazov, the famous novel by Fyodor Dostoevsky. But we say the Marx Brothers and the Everly Brothers. Y si yo tuviera un hermano, serían the Vaughan Brothers, the Vaughan Brothers, los hermanos Vaughan. But I don't have a brother. I had a brother, but he died before I was born, after 9 or 10 days. I imagine my mother was really affected by that. I never asked her too much about that. But in any case, let's go on. Maybe if he had lived, I wouldn't be speaking to you now. Maybe my parents would say, ya tenemos parejita, because my sister had been born 2 years before. So, whatever. All right, dudoso, doubtful. Doubtful. Yo dudo. I doubt. Hay una B mudísima aquí que la gente a veces pronuncia, pero no, it's muda. Doubt. Como deuda, debt, doubt. I doubt that it's true. What do you doubt? Amigas. I don't believe they exist. People in Spain say ver las islas, but I don't believe las megas really exist. I have serious doubts about the existence of megas. I have doubts about the existence of Santa Claus. No, Santa Claus exists. Well, come on, how can you say? So you have no doubts about, you have serious doubts about the Magus in Galicia, but you don't have doubts about Santa Claus. No, because it Santa Claus is too important. Or Papa Noel, as you say here. Or Saint Nicholas is another way. Same guy. He exists because he is very, very influential. He has a very strong impact on many, many, many people, especially children, of course. And so he exists. It depends on your definition of the concept of existence. I often talk about that. Don Quixote is the most famous Spaniard in the history of Spain. But he is a fictitious character. But he's more famous than Cervantes. He's more famous than El Cid. He's more famous than Viriato. He's more famous than Don Juan Tenorio. Don Quixote de la Mancha is the most famous Spaniard in history. But he's fictitious. However, his influence has been so powerful over the past 4 centuries that it's incorrect to say that he doesn't exist and has never existed. because that means your definition of existence is a poor definition based on empirical or tangible evidence. And that's a poor way to approach the concept of existence. All right. Crowded. Abarrotado. Hasta los topes. Crowded. What vegetable do you find on crowded buses and streetcars? Squash. All right. Squash is the American word for aubergine, I think. Nope. Not true. Squash in Great Britain has a different name. Squash in British English. They'd use a different word. And I don't remember what it is. Calabaza. Squash is calabaza. Now, in Great Britain has a different name. But I can't remember what they say. And I'm looking for it and I can't find it. I don't have time. I'll have to do it after the break. I'll be right back.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La coordinación pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Campamentos de verano Vaughan, 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento, 91-133-5832.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, one more half hour. Hemos tenido un año con éxito. We've had a successful year. We've had a successful year. We've had a successful year. La fonética. No, I don't say these sentences seven times, singing them twice, simply because I like doing it, because I want your ear to hear. I want your, quiero que tu oído oiga. I want your ear to hear the connectivity, phonetic connectivity. We've had a successful year. 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 Yes, sir. Hemos cumplido todos los objetivos. We've achieved. Uso la V, que es V, ¿eh? Ojo, no B. Then we have, we've, y luego la enlazo, we've. We've achieved, we've accomplished, we've achieved all the objectives. Yes, sir, we've had a successful year. We've achieved all the objectives. Hemos superado todas las dificultades. We've overcome all the difficulties. We've had a successful year. We've had a successful year. We've achieved all the objectives. We've overcome all the difficulties. Yes, sir, we've achieved, we've overcome. Hemos superado. We've overcome all the difficulties. We've achieved all. Una muñeca, no? Doll? Sí, no. No es una muñeca, pero el sonido sí. La D de achieved se enlaza con la A de all y tenemos doll. We've achieved all the objectives. We've overcome all the difficulties. We've had a successful year. We've had a successful year. Ha sido un año duro. It's been a tough year. It's been. British? Oh, yes, it's been a tough year. No me suena británico con tough. Yes. The British, especially the English, wouldn't say it's been a tough year. They would say something more English, like, oh, it's been rather challenging, I would say. Something like that. It's been a tough year. Quiero agradeceros a todos los excelentes resultados. I want to thank all of you for the excellent results. It's interesting in Spanish. Quiero agradeceros por los resultados o agradeceros los excelentes resultados. In English, para, o por, perdona. I want to thank all of you. Thank all of you. I want to thank all. Thank all. La K de thanks en la con la de all. I want to thank all of you. All of you. Point of view. Un punto de vista. No. All of you. Es lo que es. All of you. All of you. Todos de ustedes. O todos vosotros. Literalmente, all of you, all of me, all of them, all of you, todos vosotros. I want to thank all of you for the excellent results. Yes, una vez más hemos batido nuestro record. Once again, we've broken our record. Yes, sir. El trabajo en equipo ha sido la clave. Teamwork. Teamwork has been the key. Yeah. Nuestros clientes nos han brindado mucho apoyo. Our customers have given us, said, nos ha dado. No usamos brindar. Brindar es un brindis, yeah? To a toast. Our customers have given us a lot of support. Mucho apoyo. A lot of support. Yes, sir, our customers have given us a lot of support. Vamos a realizar buenos beneficios este año. We're going to make a good profit this year. A good profit. Estamos en un sector muy rentable. We're in a very profitable industry. We're in a very profitable industry. Somos los líderes indiscutibles. ¿No? We are the undisputed leaders. En inglés, indisputados. De disputar. We are the con UN, no IN. We're the undisputed leaders. Tienes que ser servicial con los clientes. You have to be helpful with the customers. All right? You have to be helpful. Las ventas están un 30% por encima de la misma cifra del pasado año. Sales, ABCA sales are 30% above the same figure from last year. Which means we've sold 30% more this year. Congratulations, everybody. Yes, let's break out the champagne. Yes, abramos el champán. Se dice en inglés break out cuando es el para celebrar. Let's break out the champagne. Yes, sir. Sales are 30% above the same figure from last year. No hemos cerrado el ejercicio todavía. We haven't closed the fiscal year yet. The closing of accounts or the financial year. Año fiscal in British English is the financial year. In American English, fiscal year. Año fiscal, el ejercicio. We haven't closed the fiscal year yet. We still haven't completed the year-end closing of accounts. El cierre de cuentas, the closing of accounts. Estamos en el cierre fin de año ahora mismo. Okay. We're in the year-end closing right now. We are in the year-end with a hyphen. Year-end. We're in the year-end closing right now. Te mandaré las cifras en cuanto las tenga. I'll send you the figures as soon as I have them. Los envíos están llegando con retraso. Shipments are arriving late, or the shipments are arriving late. Nuestro mejor cliente se va a la competencia. Our best customer is going to the competition. Competition. La palabra competencia. In English, is the competitividad is competition. Ahora, competence is propio de una persona competente. O incompetente. Incompetence, competence. Pero la competencia dentro de un sector is the competition. The competition. Vamos a ganar la competencia. We're going to beat the competition. And our best customer is going to the competition. Wow. Tenemos que aumentar nuestra clientela. We have to increase our customer base. Same nuestra base de clientes. We have to increase our customer base. Now, si se trata de clientes de servicio, no se dice customer, se dice client, in which we need to increase our clientele, or our client base, or clientele. La clientela exists a clientele, clientele or a client base. Hemos perdido nuestros mercados de exportación. We've lost our export markets. Yes. Yes, we've lost our export markets because the euro has appreciated so much. Our products are too expensive. We have markets in Latin America, in the United States, in Canada. We have markets in Japan. And, of course, the prices are quoted in dollars. And the euro has become too expensive. The euro has appreciated, and now our products are too expensive. So, we have a problem. La economía mundial está pasando por una crisis. The world economy is going through a crisis. Oh my God, we are all going to die. The world economy is going through a crisis. My God. Ah. La gente no está comprando nada. People aren't buying anything. People aren't. No me digas aren't, por favor, aren't. People aren't buying anything. Los grandes almacenes están medio vacíos. Department stores are half empty. Half empty department stores. Los minoristas están cerrando sus negocios. Retailers are closing their businesses or closing down or shutting down. They're closing down their businesses. Estamos entrando en una recesión. We're going into a recession. Oh my God. So, what can we do? Well, we can retrench. Reatrincherarnos. Yes, that means we will need to lay off some people, employees, and we need to cut expenses right and left. We need to survive. If we can survive this recession, we'll come out stronger because many of our competitors are not as strong as we are. And so many of our competitors will close down. Many of our competitors will go out of business. And so when the recession ends, we will have fewer competitors and we will be very well positioned to have several boom years. Años de boom. So, I think the recession could be a blessing in disguise. It could be a blessing. Una bendición. Disfrazada inicialmente, lo que parece maldición. We say a blessing in disguise. Una bendición en disfraz. Que no lo reconoces como bendición. Because it's a recession. No hay mal que por bien no venga. So it's, every black cloud has a silver lining. And I think our company is strong enough to get through this recession. And in the end, if the recession lasts 3 years, 4 years, we'll come out stronger. Because we will, during the recession, we will rationalize our production processes. We will re-engineer our administrative processes. We'll lay off a few people, most likely. Most likely means con toda seguridad. Most likely we'll lay off a few people. And we'll be a lean and mean outfit. Wow. You'll be what? A lean and mean outfit. What does that mean, Richard? Well, an outfit is una empresa. Outfit has many meanings. Outfit también es un conjunto que lleva de ropa. It's an out- I like your outfit. Me gusta lo que llevas en la ropa. Ese conjunto, ese vestido. I like your outfit. But an outfit also is a company. Now, lean, escrito lean means magro, carne magra, la parte que no tiene gordo. A lean person is una persona magra. Es una persona sin grasa. Yes, lean. And mean means, whoa, tough, powerful, strong. Mean means, whoa, tinun, yeah. Lean and mean. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Lean and mean. Es que lean and man. Lean and mean is a common expression. It means, no tengo ni una gota de grasa y bueno, que voy a rezar. Mean means, no soy nice. I'm not nice. I'm tough. Cuidado conmigo. Lean and mean. Let's see if I can find a good translation. Let's see, implacable, but not mean. Mean means, I don't know, mean. I don't know how to say, well, mean in English means malo. Mean. Of course, mean is significa, que significa. You know, but the word mean, don't be mean. It's very common, very, very common. Children know this word. They say it all the time. Mean. Let's see the word for as an adjective. Mezquino, tacaño, miserable, pero no se usa así ya. That's an old usage. Malo, infame. Malo, malo, mean. Yes, Mean Joe Green. There was an American football player, big and strong, enormous, and his name was Joe Green. So, Jose Verde. And they called him Mean Joe Green. Mean Joe Green. And there was a football player for the Chicago Bears. Football player. I can't remember his first name. Refrigerator. Yeah, Refrigerator Perry. William Perry. That was his name. And American football. If you look at a picture of Refrigerator Perry, William Perry, and you look at images of that guy, you know, he was big, wide, and his name was Refrigerator, but because to play football against him, he was one of the linemen, de los meles, and it was like trying to tackle, say, tumbar una nevera, un frigorífico, lo tumbas. Yeah. So that's Refrigerator Perry. And I remember the Chicago Bears and another NFL team went to London. Every year, there's a game in London of American football. It's very popular because it's only one game per year. In England, it's an exhibition game, what you call a friendly. Partido amistoso. That we call it partido de exhibición. Exhibición. It's an exhibition game in London. And a long, long time ago, maybe 30 years ago, I remember the British press was talking about Refrigerator Perry. And that everybody wanted to go to Wembley Stadium to watch Refrigerator Perry play. He was a big guy, but I think I'm not sure if he's still alive. He was so fat and big. Let's see, William Perry. He was born in 1962. He's still alive. He's still alive. Yes. William Anthony Perry is a former American football defensive lineman who played in the National Football League for 10 seasons. 10 temporadas. Primarily with the Chicago Bears. Nicknamed the Refrigerator for his imposing size. All right. But I think he had problems afterwards. Yes. But I'm not sure. His personal life. Perry has been married twice and has 4 children. He suffered some serious health problems. All right. Guillain-Barré syndrome. I don't know what that is, but in any case. Good guy, Refrigerator Perry. But I never tried to tackle him, thank God. Mean Joe Green. If you go into Google Images, you went mean. Escrito man. Mean Joe Green. Green como verde con E al final. Mean Joe Green. And you can see pictures of him. He was a mean guy. Yes, he hit He tackled in Consagna. These guys were tough. They still are. The American football players are tough guys. So are the Australian football players. Well, in Australian football, they don't play with any type of protection. What we call pads, football pads, and so it's pretty nasty. Mean Joe Green, but mean. This word, I can't really find a good translation of mean. Cruel, pero cruel. Un poco bestial. Mean. A mean dog. Un perro rabioso, malo, 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 is a mean dog. Ahora bien, si tú con un cachorrín le das patadas y le haces daño a un cachorro de perro, si dice, don't be mean. Why are you so mean to animals? Yes, don't be mean. Yes. So, we're talking about mean in the sense of bad. He's a mean guy. But I don't remember where we were. Ah, yes. Lean and mean. Yes, to be lean and mean. Our company, during the recession, we will rationalize our production process. We'll re-engineer our administrative processes and procedures. And we'll manage to come out of the recession stronger, leaner, and meaner. Like Refrigerator Perry. Yeah, we'll destroy the competition and soon be number one in our industry. We'll become the industry leader. All right, hemos tenido un año con éxito. We've had a successful year. We've achieved all the objectives. We've overcome all the difficulties. It's been a tough year, but we've come out ahead of the rest. Ahead of the rest, por delante los demás, we've come out ahead of the rest. Even though, it's been a tough year. In spite of the fact that it's been a tough year, we've come out ahead, we've achieved all our objectives, and we've overcome all the difficulties. Once again, we've broken our record. Our sales have grown 30% this year. We're closing the accounts this week. But I can give you an advanced notice that, hey, un avance de noticias, we're going to finish the year 30% above the same period from last year. So, boys and ladies and gentlemen, let's break out the champagne and let's have a party. Let's have a party all night or all weekend, because we all are going to receive juicy bonuses. Jugosos bonus, cada uno. Juicy bonuses. And so everybody can take a nice first class trip to Europe or to the Caribbean or to Cancun or to the Hawaiian Islands or to the South Pacific with this bonus everybody's going to receive. Estamos en un sector muy rentable. We're in a very profitable industry. Este negocio no es rentable. This business isn't profitable. Es imposible ganar beneficios. It's impossible to make a profit. It's impossible to earn a profit because the industry isn't profitable and the company isn't profitable. But we are going to try to change the dynamics of the industry, because we are going to wait. And when at least half of our competitors have fallen by the wayside, then the industry will be for us. The market will be for us when our competitors have fallen by the wayside. That's an expression. The wayside is la cuneta. Que han caído en la cuneta, la carretera, ya no están. And so to fall by the wayside means to disappear, to go out of business. It's interesting because we don't use the expression wayside except in this expression. La cuneta, la carretera, is the side of the road, the shoulder of the road. The British, I think they say a soft shoulder is what they say. We just say the shoulder. El hombro de la carretera, o sea, la cuneta. El carril extra ese. And so But the wayside we don't say. O sea, el lado de la, del way, de la, del camino. However, the expression to fall by the wayside is very common in English. Yes, to fall by the wayside. Nuestros clientes nos han brindado mucho apoyo. Our customers have given us a lot of support. El trabajo en equipo ha sido clave. O ha sido la clave. Teamwork has been the key to our success. Fíjate tú. Teamwork has been the key to our success. Yes. Without teamwork, we never would have achieved the results we have achieved. So I want to thank everybody. Yes. Quiero agradeceros a todos. I want to thank all of you for the excellent results. Congratulations. And let's break out the champagne and let's all have a drink. I'll be right back. No, I won't. I think I've finished for today. But I'll be back for the extra hour. Take care.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única como tú. Somos los de Vaughan, esto es Vaughan Radio. Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de